Yeah. All right, everyone. Welcome to the first inaugural episode of the Finer Things Club podcast.
What's up?
Yeah, we should probably introduce ourselves first. Anyways, I'm Alex. What should I say about myself?
You want to talk about
the president of the Finer Things Club?
President. Oh, we jumped up there, didn't we?
Yeah. This is my sidekick,
Jay Sapna.
My podcasting partner, as well as my partner in life.
No, that's not what you mean, though. We're not like that. Hashtag no homo, but...
All right, anyways, so this is the first episode of our podcast, The Finer Things Club. Basically, the premise behind this podcast is we're just going to explore different topics, mostly probably around music, television, movies, things of that nature, anything that sort of celebrates culture. Basically, we also want to use this podcast as sort of a springboard to sort of culturally enrich our lives as well. So, for instance, I know one podcast episode idea we had was the new Wes Anderson movie,
yeah.
Grand Budapest Hotel,
yeah.
Which I have not seen, but now I can be like, Jay can be like to me, hey, let's go watch this, and now I have no excuse.
Yeah, and we can have guests come on and share their insights.
Exactly. I'm looking forward to using this podcast to pick up women as well, to invite them to be guests.
But we're
podcast.
Judging them on their intellect, not their beauty.
Exactly. All right. Anyways, today for our episode, we'll be talking about the premiere of
Silicon Valley, the new
mm-hmm.
HBO show.
So before that, I think it's good to just dive into the creator Mike Judge's history a little bit, because I did not know this. I don't know. Did you know that Mike Judge actually worked in Silicon Valley? First job out of college.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
I know he went to UCSD, but I was trying to figure out what he was doing.
Exactly. So this is according to Wikipedia, so...
Oh, it's accurate.
Exactly. That's how we know it's 100% accurate. But right out of college, he worked at a small startup, about 40 people in Silicon Valley in the South Bay, for about 3 months before he quit, and then he actually became a touring blues player, or the bass player for a blues band.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What do you play?
Bass.
Oh, my God. Bass.
Yeah. You know, it's actually kind of... I think it's kind of... I'm not sure why I was surprised. I think... Because if you look at Office Space...
Yeah.
That's basically based on, you know, Inatech is a tech company there, so... It's not totally surprising, but I was very surprised. I did not know about that about Mike Judge.
So he went to go work there. Do you think he got like a good impression and a good foundation and like make Office Space from that, and then now it's Silicon Valley?
Do you mean good impression, like, or
like a good like foundation for him to like talk about like
I think
how
definitely.
The office is like structured and all
yeah.
of, like the formalities
yeah.
of working
yeah.
in an office and how like kind of silly we sound at work.
Exactly. I mean, I think that's kind of why I was so excited for this show, too, because I loved Office Space so much, and I can definitely see, you know, it definitely seems like Silicon Valley is just sort of the next chapter, almost like Office Space Chapter 2, Episode 2 or something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. So what else about him, though? So we came out with Office Space, and now we come out with Silicon Valley. What are your thoughts on, like, Silicon Valley, though, the show? Like, when you first turned it on, you saw, like, I think Kid Rock performing on stage.
Exactly. So I sort of cringed at the beginning. I did not, you know, I wrote down in my notes, first thing I wrote down is this is kind of weak, the writing's kind of weak.
Why do you have a giant pink sticker that says help me on it?
I was going to put this on the back of Brittany, which I was expecting her to come in, so I was going to be all smooth and be like, hey, see you later.
Well, besides hugging you, like... So you saw Kid Rock on stage, and what were you doing?
When I saw Kid Rock?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just kind of cringed a little bit. I think it was, I cringed because, not because, you know, I sort of, the material was, I just thought the it was just kind of a weak way to start the show.
Yeah.
I don't know, what were your thoughts? I really didn't think too much about it.
So it was, like, in the same sense and in the same vein, like, Microsoft or, like, Google will put on events and they'll have, like, these outdated people. Like, no offense, I'm sure Usher is still kind of hot, or like, I don't know. Yeah, Usher is one.
That's
of
true. Kid Rock hasn't released anything.
Yeah, they're like, like they keep touring off like old stuff, or they're like old stars. They're not like in the moment at the time.
Exactly. I know Twitter had what's his name, MC Hammer, for
really
at their Christmas party.
Damn,
yeah.
Too legit to quit.
Really?
Yeah. Twitter is just doing big things now.
Yeah.
With that money, but really, so I saw Kid Rock perform, and like it was supposed to be like extravagant, over the top. I feel like at some point, like. Like fireworks went off right behind him, and I was like, "All right, they're trying to make poke fun at like these lavish tech events where one nobody gives a shit about like
exactly,
the big performer. Everyone's really
saw,
yeah, everyone's kind of more into themselves and like networking
exactly
in the moment. And like the fact that you can have Kid Rock just shows more so that you can spend money and like you're just extravagant, but you don't give a fuck about like."
Exactly. I have to say, though, as the show progressed, I started to like it a little bit more. I think overall, I would recommend the show. I would say I would, you know, when people ask me, I did say I like it because I think it finished strong. It's definitely good enough. I think the jury or the verdict's still out on the show.
Yeah.
But I think it was good enough for me to see the next two or three episodes. I'll tune in.
You really?
Yeah. How about you?
See, I'm a little hesitant. So, before I answer that question, what do you think? Do you think this is even, like, the right genre for the show? Like, I remember I think it was even Mike Judge or one of the creators of the show talking about how this should have been, like, the Entourage for, you know, tech. And one of the things that I liked about Entourage was I actually believed the characters. Like, they had these own problems on their own.
Mm-hmm.
And in this sense, like, I always feel like the characters are compromised to be funny or, like, put in situations where they have to be funny rather than being themselves and then being funny. Does that make sense?
A little bit. Do you have any specific examples?
It's, like, the creator of the company Abbiato, right?
Uh-huh.
Am I even pronouncing it right?
Abbiato, yeah.
Abbiato. So, like, before he, like, will say anything, like, he'll always, like, before I started Abbiato,
uh-huh.
or something like that, like, it's just made in such a corny and cheesy way
mm-hmm.
that you don't even believe. Like, you just think of him as, like, being a satirical character
mm-hmm.
rather than being himself and, like, really gloating on it. I guess
exactly.
I don't have trust in his or credibility in his character.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's what I was sort of afraid of. And I also agree with you. I hate that character. I found him super annoying.
Yeah.
And I was scared that this was going to become Big Bang Theory 2.0.
Oh, God. Because they have the Indian guy in there, too.
Exactly, which is a show I absolutely detest because they just, I don't know. I know we work with a couple nerds, right, Jay?
Yeah.
But nobody's on that level, and I just think it's totally unrealistic, and it's just stereotyping times.
Yeah.
10, and that's what I was scared that this show would be. And I think he is to a bit. Like, I don't like him. But I think the other characters, I think they're very personable and very likable. I really like the lead character. We should have researched their names.
Oh, fuck. Yeah. Let's do it right now on Wikipedia.
Yeah, we should. And I actually really liked most of the other characters. Here, let me look it up. I like the Indian guy. He had a really funny line in the beginning where he's like,
his name is probably Dinesh. That's his name, Dinesh.
Yeah. You know, I was watching Veep. I just started that show.
Yeah.
I saw him on that. He's actually pretty funny on that, too.
He's on there. He even a Buster from Arrested Development is on that show, right?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah.
I feel like you can just throw him in any situation, in any show, and it would just be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Thomas Middleditch is the actor. Richard Hendricks
is
the lead
Richard.
Character.
Yeah,
Richie. Yeah, he's got a very weird, like, obviously he's awkward, but he's got a very, like, awkward likability to him. What
yeah.
do you think?
Okay, so this is what's weird, though. Do you think that when you started the show, that like, you got a great impression that this show kind of revolved around him or his premise?
I think so. Here's the thing, what I realized after watching the pilot episode, just introducing the concept, the plot of the show, and as well as the characters,
yeah.
that's always really tough to do, and it's always going to be a little bit rough.
Yeah.
So, you know, after I saw it, like I told you, the beginning was rough for me. I didn't like it. I almost, you know, I've talked to people who have said I almost turned it off after watching, you know, the first 8 minutes or so. But, you know, after that, after they do set up the show and the ball sort of continues to roll, I did find that I was following the show, and I found them to be a likable character.
Okay, so I got that, too. Like, in the beginning, I didn't understand who was really leading the show or who the show was centered around, where mm-hmm. gravity was. And then I think around the point where Richard is, like, this feeble engineer getting coffee, and he's like, oh, no. And then these, like, two short bullies from, like, the company that he works for. Is it Hooli, I think?
Hooli, yeah.
Which is supposed to be, like, a Google, right?
Totally.
And they come in, and they bully him.
Uh-huh.
And then he leaves the scene, and, like, I think that's supposed to be, like, the tipping point for the audience to be like, oh, I feel bad for this engineer. He's just trying so hard to get his website going.
Yeah.
He's really trusting.
Yeah.
But people still make fun of him. And that's where I started to relate, and I'd be like, okay, this is where I emotionally, like, invest in this one character.
Yeah.
Whereas before, I was just like, there's all these people in an incubator, and they're all, like, you know, they all have different
uh-huh.
appearances and weights in the show, and
uh-huh.
I don't really know who to really start connecting with.
Yeah, that's a very good point. I sort of thought that, too, and I was like, after the show, I was like, you know, I like that this dude is totally awkward and, like, an actual nerd, unlike Chuck from Chuck.
No.
Have you seen that show?
No.
Where Chuck is supposed to be a nerd, but he's this, like, good-looking dude who can totally, you know, get the girl, and he's got everything sort of going for him, and he just had some, like, bad luck going on.
Yeah.
Whereas this guy's an actual nerd.
Yeah.
You know?
And he's, like, again, like, he's just, like, this weakling. But then during the show, and correct me, what do you think, but, like, he just became this, like, leader at the very end of the show.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, I can't imagine, like...
That was probably my favorite moment of the show, when he gives his the speech about, hey, let's just, you know... Let's just think different. And they're like, no, don't think different. That's Apple.
That's Apple.
All right, fuck it. Let's just do it. That's Nike, man.
Yeah. And then he comes... I forgot what he ended with, but it was really funny how he...
Yeah.
I don't know. But, like, so the show's title is MVP, right? Minimum Viable Product.
I was thinking about...
Do you think they really, like... I see pilots in two ways. One, it's, like... You know, it's a basic first episode. It's supposed to, like, really pique the audience's interest.
Mm-hmm.
And it really is just to be, like, the first episode, and then it's second episode to be a continuation of the first.
Exactly.
Or there's some pilots where, like, they try and pack everything in, and sometimes too much, just to gain a good viewership. And then if they have that, then they, like, really start developing later in the season and, like, building off of that.
Okay, so what would be an example of the latter?
Of the latter.
Where they pack in too much.
I'm trying to think of, like, all these failed shows on, like, NBC and ABC.
Interesting, because the first thing that...
Was that the name of, like, this Indian show?
Yeah, yeah.
Where, like...
I thought that was a really good idea, but I knew it was going to fail 5 minutes in just because the characters were just too shallow.
They tried
developing
so many characters and so many plot lines and so much information that they overpack.
Interesting.
And it's interesting, because a lot of these shows, you have to, like... You have to be very simplistic in how you do things, but you have to keep the audience's interest.
Mm-hmm.
And as much as you might hate this point, I think Modern Family did an amazing job.
Their
Can you
pilot
imagine
episode?
Introducing 12 different... Is it 12 different people or 10 different characters?
That's true.
And they all did it successfully so that you would want to tune in the next episode because you could keep learning about these different characters, not feeling overwhelmed.
That's a good point. I originally, when I first started viewing Modern Family, I loved it. It was very fresh and new.
Yeah.
When you brought up that point about the first type of pilots that we see, where it's trying to hook them, the first thing that came to my mind was the newsroom.
What? The first 5 minutes are gold, though.
Yeah, I know. No, exactly. It hooked you right away.
Yeah.
But I just had this feeling, is it still going on? Has it been canceled?
You know, it's going on for a third season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen every single episode?
Yeah, I have seen every single
And you're still a fan?
Well, second season, like, toward the end, it just got so unbearably bad. But it's
really?
This sense that, like, look, I'm already in the show, and unless something
uh-huh.
even more egregious happens, then
mm-hmm.
I'm going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's just what it brought up to mind, but I just had this feeling, like, the first 5 minutes are gold.
Yeah.
I just had this feeling that there wasn't enough content, enough material for the show to revolve around for it to stay good.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
But that so, idea of yeah. the show is centered around current events and public policy and things like that happening.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like that could be the anchor to keep pulling the show. You don't have to learn more and more about the characters so much. Whereas in this show, it's really about the development of the characters that's going to lead to the product being great.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It's a minimum viable product. Do you want to describe what a minimum viable product is for the audience?
I think you're better suited for that. Go ahead.
Okay, so it's basically this concept that like you're going to build out with like the, kind of like the least amount of effort or like build out a basic skeleton to see how people are going to like the product itself,
mm-hmm.
and seeing if, you know, if they do like it, good, you have a viewer base and like a customers that will be willing to like
mm-hmm.
buy your product or mm-hmm. you know, attract it. And is this idea now that like then you can start developing off that idea because you know you're it's
exactly.
not as risky anymore.
Exactly.
You mitigated your risk.
That's a really good point to bring up because I do think the pilot episode was a good MVP.
Yeah.
I think it showed enough flash and it showed enough, you know, sort of what would be the meat and bones of the show, the plot.
Yeah.
So are you trying to bring up that you do you also felt that the pilot episode was a success or it was not?
I think it piqued enough interest to keep people going maybe for one more episode.
Just one more?
But this is really where they have to, like, the cap table, as they think, is
right.
what the second episode is labeled at. Don't really know what that means, but
mm-hmm.
there was just so much that happened in the first episode, right? This guy's not only creating a product, he is an incubator, he's also meeting all his friends and the people he works with in the incubator.
Mm-hmm.
Then he, his thing is successful, then he negotiates, you know, between two parties,
mm-hmm.
and then he finally signs the deal and starts going with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's just a lot that happens in 29 minutes.
Yeah, yeah. Probably, was it 29 minutes?
Dude, in one scene, he was negotiating with two people. He was on his cell phone.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, that actually took me out of the world. Like, when I watch media, like, I'm always kind of submerged in that world, and I want to feel like it's very authentic and real.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, he's just, like, negotiating back and forth, like, on a cell phone. It's not even a conference call on a speakerphone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, oh, you said this? Here, let me tell the CEO of Hooli what you gave me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he's like, $4 million. All right, fine, $10 million. And it's just like, all right, like, I can't imagine that this really happens in real life. It could, but I just can't imagine it.
Yeah, I know. That's where it was kind of, I mean, there were a lot of little things that annoyed me about the show. I mean, I knew there were going to be a lot of buzzwords being thrown around.
My favorite, though, is right when they get into the scene itself. Like, they're showing, like, how Hooli employees get a shuttle to go back and forth.
Yeah, yeah.
And for those of you guys that don't know this, like, that's really big in, like, the Silicon Valley. Like, Apple and Google are two of the biggest ones. Even LinkedIn, you know, they take shuttles from, like, San Francisco down to the South Bay
mm-hmm.
to transfer their employees. And in the episode, Silicon Valley, for the minimum viable product, they showed how a video, like, that was showing in the bus, and they were throwing all these buzzwords, like, work in an open and transparent environment. And what was so funny is that's exactly what, you know, companies like Microsoft and Yammer.
Exactly. I thought that was really hilarious how everybody kept saying, oh, we want to change the world.
Yeah. Move the market. Change the world. Like, these
exactly.
are such buzzwords that everyone says. And it worked perfectly in that sense because you didn't even have to know, like, the reference to it, but it just sounded so ridiculous that you laughed.
It did, yeah. Let's see. I also wrote down multi-platform. I heard that a couple times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Multi-channel, multi-platform.
Yeah, disrupting, disruption.
Oh, yeah. It's
digital
all about disrupting
media.
These days. So, Alex, do you know how many viewers viewed Minimum Viable Product?
I don't know. Was it a good rating overall or what?
So, I think, I can't remember what was it? Game of Thrones, I feel, got like 9 million.
Okay, so
6.6 million viewers tuned in for Game of Thrones.
Okay.
And right after that was the debut of Silicon Valley. Guess how much Silicon Valley viewership was.
Okay, so if Game of Thrones was 6.6, I'm going to say Silicon Valley was about 4.
4 million?
4 million. Two-thirds.
You're wrong. It's 2.5 million viewers.
Only one.
Which
third.
Is actually the size of Brooklyn.
Ah.
So every single hipster probably, like, tuned in.
Probably.
That would be the size of how many people have used Silicon Valley.
You know, I'm not totally surprised because I don't think they did a great marketing effort. Like, even here, we live in, you know, we should note, Jay and I live in San Francisco. You know, I really only didn't hear about it from friends. I think it's only because I have HBO Go that I knew about the show.
At my bus stop, they had, like, you know, a billboard.
I did see the billboard, and I thought the billboard was crap.
It was like a mock of Steve Jobs, right, in his turtleneck, doing that iconic, like, finger by his mouth.
Yeah, but it was, like, the row of people.
Yeah, doing that. Yeah. And doesn't the lead guy, Richie or Richard, doesn't he look exactly like BJ Novak?
No.
Yeah, he looks exactly like BJ.
BJ Novak's got dark hair, though. Oh, yeah, I guess so. Yeah, you're right.
Like, I'm looking him up now. Look, you will do a Google search right now. BJ Novak, Silicon Valley is one of the highest things. Like, that's not even, that's real talk.
Yeah, actually, yeah, they do look alike. You're right. Let's see.
And then it's interesting, too, because in the billboard, they show, like, I don't even know what the guy's name is, but he played Gabe on The Office. And he's on the billboard, and I was a little curious what his role is going to be, because it made it seem like he was, like, a fringe character.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
That was supporting the CEO of Hulu.
Right, so in the show, he is sort of, I don't know, I'm guessing he's sort of, like, a higher-up within Hulu.
Yeah, he's, like, the chief of staff for the
CEO
of Hulu.
Yeah, sort of. It seems like he's sort of Gavin Belson, CEO of Hulu's, his right-hand man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm interested as well.
So you can see the show developing to, like, incorporate him and other people, too.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might give the show one more chance.
Okay, so I would tune into the next three episodes.
Three?
Yeah, even meaning, I also agree that the next episode is very crucial.
Uh-huh.
We're going to see where it points. But even if that's a sinker, I'll tune into two more after that. I think the pilot was good enough for me to give it half a season's view.
All right.
Yeah.
I might do that too, but I think I'm really going to cap it at one more episode.
Uh-huh.
Because I'm really picky, and if this show sucks, you know, we shouldn't have carried on for another.
Hey, Game of Thrones is back, right?
Honestly, think about it this way. The Malaysian Airlines is getting a lot more, like, talk and airtime than this show.
Interesting, yeah. I mean, none of Mike Judge's stuff has been really mainstream anyway, so I'm not totally surprised.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, why don't we talk about predictions? Like,
because
there is a lot of, there are a lot of different directions that the show can go. Do you have any general thoughts or anything?
This is what I think is going to happen. Like, let's use Entourage as an example, right?
Okay.
Vinny Chase. Vinny gets the movie, then he loses the movie, then he gets the movie again.
Yeah.
Okay?
Really
so
good.
Draw this out for Silicon Valley.
There's only two ways, right?
Richie got the funding. He's going to have trouble with the company, but then the company's going to become successful. All right, cool. That's the show. That's my prediction, all right?
All right, so here's one I immediately thought, because there's only one girl in the show so far, Amanda Crew, who plays Peter Gregory's sort of right-hand woman.
Oh, yeah.
So we know for sure, I'm fairly certain that there's going to be some sort of love connection between Richard and...
You think so?
I think so, but I wouldn't... I don't know. Maybe because I watch way too much TV. But, you know, Mike Judge is always... He always goes against the grain, so I wouldn't be too surprised if it didn't end up happening.
Okay, let me throw a wrench in. Peter Gregory, right? You brought him up.
Uh-huh.
So Peter Gregory's role in the show is to be like this really intelligent angel investor, or he runs a venture capitalist firm.
We should throw out, he's definitely based on Peter Thiel.
Exactly. He's based on Peter Thiel. And, like, first thing, like, I noticed this because he, like, had a lot of similarities with Peter Thiel's ideology. Like, screw college.
Exactly.
I'll give you, like, $1 million.
It's pretty funny.
Start your own company instead.
Yeah.
See how it turns out. So you got that connection. And, first of all, it was kind of interesting that they casted Christopher Evan Welch to play this character.
Uh-huh.
So, actually, first thing I should know is...
True.
He was the voiceover and the narrator for Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta IMDb this.
I will. Christopher, what's his name?
Evan Welch. But what was crazy, though, is like I was reading up a little on the show. He passed away.
He did.
And I don't know if he's in all the episodes, but it made it seem like at least he's in a couple. But Do you think that the secretary that you just brought up is still going to be a part of the show? Like, how do you incorporate it?
Well, first off, I don't think they know either, because I don't think HBO, they're too smart. They're not going to greenlight it for a second season yet until they see the ratings.
Yeah.
So I don't think they themselves know. I think it's just too early to, I mean, if we want to speculate, so you're asking what happens to her?
Yeah, what do you think is going to happen to her character? Because her boss is no longer part of the picture.
Okay, so if they kill him off in the show, I can see her just, I can see Evan, or Gavin Belson,
yeah,
snatching her up, like she joins that side. I can see her joining, with Richard's company.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
As, well, like, sort of, like,
Pied head Piper, of, right?
Yeah, Pied Piper as, like, head of marketing or something like that. Like a VP position high up, like a advisor position.
Yeah.
Actually, I think that's what we would probably see.
As an advisor?
Exactly. Cool. And then we would see sort of like a nice little like friendship dynamic developing between the two.
You know what? And I think he needs an advisor, because if you look at Rishi's character, sure, like, he's not really the sharpest tool in the shed. Like, he built this awesome algorithm for mm-hmm. music matching, mm-hmm. but when, like, the CEO of Hooli, Gavin, mm-hmm. you know, checked out this, he saw a much bigger use. And that use itself, you know, for applying it to the industry and the speed of it mm-hmm. for the enterprise, could make them a lot of money. And and Richie didn't even see this.
Mm-hmm. And so, we did see, you know, she was the one, we should look up her name.
Yeah, I would say Amanda Crew.
Amanda Crew. I know that's the actress's name.
But Monica, right?
She's Is Monica. It Monica? Monica, okay. Like, so she's the one that tells him, remember, right outside the hospital.
Yeah.
She's like, do you realize the implications of your algorithm, what it can do, like a compression algorithm? And then she lifts off, you know, several different, you know, uses of her vision for the algorithm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we could see that coming up.
Yeah. You know, I think she made her big break for viewers in Charlie St. Cloud with Zac Efron. It was a big, big movie.
I didn't see it. Did you see it?
No. But, you know, like, appreciation where it's due.
Uh-huh. I knew I recognized her. I saw her in, not in that movie. I haven't seen it. I saw her in some movie, Sex Drive. It's like a Comedy Central movie or comedy. I saw it on Comedy Central on TV once. I saw it. That's where I recognize her from. Mm-hmm. But, yeah. Let's see. Yeah, what were we discussing, I think, before we went off on this tangent?
I don't know. I keep forgetting what we even talk about.
Yeah, we were talking about the ratings, predictions. That's what we were predicting.
What do you think the ratings should have been, like, out of a 5-star scale? What do you think the average is for the show?
What it will be?
Yeah. Or what it is, if it's already come out.
Oh, for the entire season?
No, just like episode 1.
Oh, just rate it?
Yeah. Give it out of actually 100%
scale. 100%
scale?
I say 85. I think 85%. It was a solid B plus. 85 to 87.
Let's see what, at least on Metacritic, they gave it about an 84.
Yeah, I'd give it about a B to B plus.
I was just expecting a lot more. I just thought there was a lot of real estate. Maybe just being part of the industry, mm-hmm. you expected more, but
there were a lot of funny little digs in there, like Peter Gregory driving that like tiny car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. With smart, which is funny, because yeah. I think a day after that, or even that night, there were people in San Francisco going around tipping over smart cars.
Really?
Yeah, they tipped them over like on the side or the
backboard. That's funny.
And it was hilarious.
Interesting.
But, you know, police are very concerned.
Yeah, yeah. The last point I want to bring up that I wrote down, I think it seems minor, but I think it's kind of a big deal to me. I really like, I don't know if you remember the closing song choice. Do you remember it?
No, what was it, though?
Minority by Green Day.
Oh,
which
yeah.
I thought was perfect. You know, it's sort of the theme of being part of the minority sort of echoes the sentiment of the show,
yeah.
Especially the pilot. And then also sort of just Green Day in general, you know, punk sound.
From the East Bay, from Silicon Valley
itself. Oh, are they?
Yeah.
No, that's actually, Green Day was my first concert that I went to.
Really?
Yeah, anyways, but back to the point is, I just thought I think when I look at shows, great shows, Breaking Bad, one of my favorites, and I actually really like Girls. Mm-hmm. I think their song choices are spot on, and they're not super mainstream songs, but they also sort of fit the whole entire personality of the show. And I think it's a really good sign, a very positive sign of things to come, just because I think Mike Judge has an idea of what definitely has a vision for the show and, you know, the personality that it should convey.
Yeah.
And that song choice fits in very perfectly with everything that I saw. Yeah.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I mean, I think that plays an integral part of, like, how you perceive the show and where it's going.
Exactly.
I mean, if you look at, like, one of the first things when you talk about that was, like, the movie Drive. And you
exactly.
And the chromatics play in the beginning. And
yeah.
you just got gripped in immediately.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that it sort of fits. I think if when a good director sort of nails every element of the show, music is definitely part of it. Yeah.
Well.
All right. Well, we have 31 minutes. Talk for 31 minutes about this.
Still?
31 minutes. No, I think that's perfect. We can, yeah. All right, how should we close the show?
Yeah,
all right, so we should probably just say, all right, well, that's it for today. I think we've run out of time. Jay actually has some work to do. It's actually 1 p.m.
Right,
yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Wait, we're still recording?
Yeah, we're still recording. I mean, I can edit all this stuff out.
Well, this is difficult to edit.
I mean, I'm going to listen. It's only 31 minutes of material.
Yeah, it's good material, though.
Yeah.
Quality material.
Yeah.
We're sitting here in T-Chains right now.
Yeah. Let's sign off with...
some T-Chains?
No, Podcast 2, Episode 2.
Oh, yeah.
What, should we come back? We can come back to Silicon Valley.
No. Let's not come back. That's just done. We'll do a recap.
Okay, we can do a little short little thing.
Yeah,
just give it a thumbs up. Episode 2, thumbs up or thumbs down?
Yeah, I think that's awesome.
Like we both agreed, it's going to be a crucial turning point.
And we'll do some check-ins from here and there, you know, about Dinesh. Because everyone really cares about Dinesh.
You know, I was really pissed that there was no Asian character.
Wait, Dinesh?
Just a Korean guy or a Chinese guy.
I thought.
Yeah, so Steven Yeun on The Walking Dead. Glenn is still the only Asian character on TV that I can think of.
No, what about the guy from The Hangover? That real doctor?
Oh, yeah, him and then Lost. There's a Korean guy that was on Lost. All right, anyways, thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll catch you next time on Episode 2.
This is what we're calling MVP.
This is our MVP.
This is
exactly.
Stay classy.